Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe I think of someone cheaper like Casemiro. You know, I mean, that would be the differential choice, wouldn't it? You know, he getting some assists, popping up with goals now.
Game week.
Double rashes. Rashes at the double. It's a fantasy football fry-up, and some of us even had triple on the double rashes. Add a fried slice of Fernandez, and sure, you're cooking on gas. Just don't cook some Eggos on Casemiro. That doesn't really work. He will literally choke, full throttle, strangling any chance of a resurgence from me. Welcome back to Game Week. I'm Matt Dyson. Dan Pryor is at the other end of the line in Hertfordshire. Dan, the misery that is my season continues unabated. I go from one tragedy to another. I literally couldn't have any worse luck. Rodrigo, as we discussed on the last episode, was out injured for months, so I had to get someone else in using a four-point hit. A Manchester United player didn't quite have enough for Fernandes, so I went for Casemiro, who was in a decent little patch of form. Suddenly, he turns into a lunatic as soon as I sign him. Never does anything like this normally. So all of a sudden, he's strangling that albino player for he used to play for Derby. His name I can't quite remember off the top of my head.
Yeah. Throttling him, wasn't he? Like the Undertaker. That was good.
Absolutely throttling him. Old school, like Homer on Bart. But it was sort of nice to see, but not when he's in your fantasy league team with a double. So he got me a minus one. I saw some people that captained him. So I can't believe it. So there's always worse people out there, Dan. But how did you get on? You did okay, didn't you?
Well, I didn't do anything particularly interesting. It was people already had Rashford and Shaw, bought in Fernandes, and came up with 82. The problem this game week really was that people trebled Rashford when we did it on Haaland a couple of weeks back. It was a risky game to play. We knew it was, but who would have guessed that Rashford would be the guy to have this season?
Well, is the thing. Is he the new captain obvious? Because Haaland's letting us down left, right and centre. Is Rashford Mr. Captain Obvious now? Because he's so rampantly on form. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what about game at 24, Haaland's way to Forest, so maybe hang on to him for that.
I mean, you say that, Dan. You know, we kept a clean sheet with Navas in goal this very game week. So
yeah, I heard he was busy.
He was busy. I tell you what, Matt Noto looks good for how Leeds didn't score against us. I don't know. I felt a bit harsh on Jesse Marsh, but you know, I won't particularly miss him. Finger clicking celebration that he did that time. That's weird.
He was a little bit chippy, but I think he would go down as the best American Premier League manager, wouldn't he? I don't know how many there's been. There's been a couple, so.
Has there been many? I don't know the other one. I don't know. What, Alexi Lalas never managed in the UK, did he? That's a good question, Dan, for a quiz, pub quiz question.
We had Bob Bradley, who managed Swansea City.
You've just looked that up, haven't you?
No.
As if you just came up with that off the top of your head. Bob Bradley was the, wasn't he the national manager for the US of A at one point, I seem to recall. Was he?
I believe
you're
so.
Oh, and... you're on his Wikipedia, why don't you have a look?
David Wagner?
Wagner? I thought he was German. Isn't he?
Oh, it's coming up. David Wagner, the second American David Wagner, 2015... He was manager of Huddersfield.
German-American, because he's now... Who is he at now? Norwich. He's at Norwich now, isn't he, I think?
I've no idea. Mm. You got more of an eye on the championship than I have with the, you know...
Ah, no, distant memory now, mate. You know, now we're almost safe, you know. We're flying 6 points clear of the drop zone.
Yeah. Hey, have you got an eye distant on your striker for FPL?
I'll tell you what, Jono is in great form, but it's weird with him. I never seem to have any faith in him, so I'm always pleasantly surprised when he does well. But his finish against Leeds was absolutely amazing.
Be clear, I'm talking about Brendan Johnson. I don't know why you're talking about him like he's a good mate of yours, but yeah, Brendan Johnson, Jono.
But in the past 5.6. three game weeks, he's got 26 points in the past three game weeks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not to be sniffed at. Yeah, I mean, I just don't have any confidence in Forest. I mean, I love Gibbs White. He's one of the best players I've ever seen play for Forest. He's so exciting, but I'm not sure he's guaranteed points on FPL. And I found this season that I prefer to keep them out of it. Just keep Forest players out of my squad.
Well, they seem to be a team that aren't likely to blank. I don't think they'll blank in 28 for the FA Cup, and I don't think they'll blank in 32. I think Forest are one of the... Because I've got my eye on this now, Dyson.
I mean, I've been looking at Ben Krellin's spreadsheets, but the trouble is they always change all the time, don't they? So it's like I never really know the definitive answer. And we still don't yet, but we know there's likely to be and when they're likely to be. You've got some mad spreadsheet. Does that take us right up to the end of the season, your one?
Yeah.
Right up to the end of May, isn't it? So,
yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not
pretty
normal.
Where did you get your one from? It's quite laid. It's laid out quite well, isn't it? Your one.
I just search stuff out sometimes on the Game Week HQ Twitter account, and this is where it is. It says that they, you know, mentions that this coming week with the blank slash double, which is weird. Yeah. And then, is it this week or is it next week after? I can't remember now. No, there's a double now.
The next one, there's a double this one because it's Arsenal and Man City double.
Then it's normal. Then there's
Everyone's got 3 and 3 for Arsenal Man City, haven't they? Clearly.
What? No, everyone's got 3 and 3. Three City players. What City players you got?
Well, I mean, yeah, I still have 3 City players anyway. But I mean, Haaland, everyone's a given.
I think I'm sticking De Bruyne's recently.
And De Bruyne's staying for one last double, you know. But he's having such a disappointing...
Foden's an injury doubt. Mahrez went off so early the other day against Spurs. I think they're doing...
How many have you got, Man City?
Just Haaland, and I'm going to have 3 Arsenal. That'll do me. Yeah.
Aston Villa at home, Arsenal away.
Yeah, but Arsenal away is not what it used to be. It's tricky now, so
it's a strange time for Man City with all this financial irregularity and all that.
Yeah, I don't want to spend. I don't want to spend points there. I can see that I'm going to have to spend in a couple of weeks, but not yet.
Then what? 23 is a mini double.
That's now, saying. Yeah. That's this.
Yeah, that's
the City Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah.
Normal. Then there's the FA Cup, which is a blank slash double.
25 is a mini blank. I like this terminology.
How are you doing for that one? This is where I'm going to have to spend because.
The 25 is the mini.
I don't have a lot of players for it. And Arsenal, Everton, Liverpool, Wolves all double. Which is why I'm sticking with my 3 Arsenal players. And then what do you do? You go, do I want to get Darwin? Do I want to get Salah?
But then now Everton have reborn, you know. Maybe they're a bit more interesting now, aren't they? Certainly.
Well, Tarkowski's very high on my watch list. Tarkowski at
4.2. Classic Deitch, isn't it? McNeil with the assist, Tarkowski with the goal. He's back in business. He's got the band back together, and it's lovely to see. And even like Liverpool away, people are starting to put Everton players in now. You know, Liverpool looking shaky. Anfield, Merseyside derby, Anfield. Come on. Deitch was born for this sort of stuff. He loves it.
If it
was snowing, yeah. But he's, he's clearly going to turn them around.
Yeah. And then after that, a couple more game weeks, regular 28, there's an FA Cup one.
So 28 is filled as big blank. Big blank is worrying to me because there's not many teams playing in the big blank in 28.
I've got eight players for 28. If I kept it, how I'm going to have it.
Oh my God.
Arsenal, Palace, Villa, Bournemouth, Chelsea,
Everton,
Forest. Because you've got to. I can't bring players in for 28 and then go, hang on a minute. No, they're not doing 32.
I can never plan more than three game weeks ahead. It just seems insane.
28,
29, big double game week. Big double, 29, big double, 34. Yeah, then there's other
34, get a bench boost in on 34, player three.
But those big doubles are 29 and 34, so they're the ones to use chips on, you reckon?
I think that's what the wider FPL community are.
That's what all the experts do, isn't it? So, yeah, fine. So you're going to maybe free hit in one of them and bench
33, benchy boost in 34. And then in the 33, you can prepare for the final double in 37, which is probably going to be quite
good
small.
Idea, which might be a small double.
I'll retweet this.
You really should share this information. Brighton have got loads of games to play, haven't they, to catch up on. They've got about three. There might be a Brighton triple. I've heard talk of a Brighton triple. That would be lovely.
Wow.
I mean, the form Mitoma's in at the moment. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. I want him, but I can't get him
in. I just had to get rid of Casemiro. And then I thought, I don't care if he's blanking. I like the games either
side.
You
like the cut of his jib.
I like the cut of his jib, A. The games either side of the blank are favourable. Palace away, Fulham at home, West Ham at home, Leeds away, favourable. Mitoma seems to not be able to stop scoring. So I've cursed him, basically. So
brilliant, yeah.
All the Mitomas owners out there. Everything I touch is literally turning to the opposite of gold at the moment, as we saw with the Casemiro debacle. I got 61. I mean, I just had an absolute nightmare. But Rashford, with his 40 points as captain, saved me. Wilson finally scored for me.
I noticed.
He lives to fight another day.
I did the maths. So if you didn't have Rashford and his 40, would that mean the rest of your team scored 21 points?
Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of people would have been in that boat. With really? Minus one for Casemiro, didn't I? Yeah, it was pretty average, wasn't it, really, all in all? I mean,
average was 48.
Yeah. 61. I was above average, so you know. But the season I'm having, mate, at this stage, it doesn't really matter. This is why I'm not planning ahead. I'm just living in the moment. I'm buying players who are blanking and just.
I think I might be 150 plus points ahead of you now, which has never happened.
I don't know.
I'm having
that much
above average season. You are having
serious. It's the worst season I've ever had. Oh my God, it is. It's about 150 points.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I checked. I've been doing my research this week.
I've got no way back now either, really. I mean, like, I'm picking differentials like Casemiro to try and change it. It's just making it worse.
I mean, maybe if you can get ahead of like the casuals like Dave Berry, who, he hasn't barely looked at it.
There are players in the league that I think have stopped that are still ahead of me in some leagues. I think I'm actually doing more harm than good now as a manager. I mean, I would have been long gone. We'd have if there was a board in charge of Dynamo Dyson, but thankfully there isn't, so I'll just carry on.
Recklessly.
Yeah. Oh, Newcastle seem to have started letting in goals. That's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to start working my way out of their defenders because I've got three of them, and working out so good now with their fixtures going up.
Magpie heavy. Now, one other thing, Dan, to talk to you about is what are you saying about Fraser Forstall? I've seen a lot of people saying now that Lloris is out pretty much for the rest of the season, isn't he, Lloris?
No, they're saying 6 to 8 weeks.
8 weeks, there's not that long left. There's only a couple of months left. March, April, May. Well, three. So you might come back for like...
When you start breaking it down into game weeks, it's actually not that bad, especially if the FA Cup has a couple of delayed fixtures because of it as well. We're Spurs still in the FA Cup.
But I mean...
It's a bargain buyer, but who knows how he's going to play?
But he is going to be playing, isn't he? Who's your other key?
Yeah, it's 100% going to be him, yeah. But
3.9 million...
Kept three consecutive clean sheets for the first time in God knows how long.
Favourable, a good run of fixtures for the end of the season Spurs have got.
Looking, I think generally, chart, yeah.
It's
I can't,
pretty green,
I've,
isn't it?
I've heard about people selling Kane to get Salah and stuff and for this double, and I just can't get my head around that. There's a lot of good home fixtures as well. If anything, I'd get...
For the Liverpool double.
In a couple of weeks, Liverpool, yeah.
Double up in a couple of weeks, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, obviously you've got a triple on Liverpool for that one, I suppose. But
have you, though, again, rubbish. Who are you getting?
They're a bit rubbish.
If you get free pick, you'd go, right, Salah, Darwin,
I can't Robertson. Really, but I can't. I don't know about Darwin. Really, he's really not delivered for them. Yeah, maybe just double. But I think Kane. I'm trying to get Kane until the end of the season now.
He's exactly. I'm keeping hold of him. He's a record breaker.
I haven't got him yet, but I'm going to probably get him next week.
No.
I wanted to get him now, but he's got West Ham in. Game week 24, isn't he? I think.
Yeah, but this coming week, he's got Leicester, who, as everyone knows, is his favourite team. He's scored more goals against Leicester than any other team. Well,
maybe we should try and get him in now. I don't know. I was just thinking, well, I've got to keep Nketiah and I've got to keep Haaland. So it's whether I get rid of Callum Wilson for Harry Kane, which I suppose is a big decision, but they got Bournemouth away. And Leicester, I mean, Leicester did surprisingly well. Iheanacho back in much support. Iheanacho's in the team of the week. He hasn't been in there for some time. Feels like a flashback to Ian's Nachos getting in there with 15 points. One of the second highest scorers in the game week. 15 points for Ian's Nachos. Wait, sounds like an amazing game, that Leicester won.
Yeah, speaking of Leicester and that Kane, I've just got a stat up. So he's played Leicester 19 times. He's scored 20 goals, 5 assists.
Against Leicester, he loves
five more than any other club. Yeah.
Wow! Right now, you're talking my language here. You're tempting me in, but now he's got the record, Jimmy Greaves' record. Do you think he's going to take his foot off the gas?
If it was like there's nothing to play with the last three or four games, I might worry because he is potentially going to be winging a move. But I think he's quite stat obsessed, isn't he? So I imagine he's still thinking of Shearer's one yet. And
yeah, and now Haaland's gone off the boil. Now Haaland's got off the boil. He's not catchable, is he? Surely not.
Who knows? I mean, maybe if he gets an injury, but he got no service really the other day against Spurs, did he? So it was quite a shocking turn of events, that.
I do want a Brentford defender, but they've got a blank on the horizon as well, and they got Arsenal coming up, so I don't know.
Yeah, Ray
is strange. I mean, Arsenal, we're presuming that's a blip. Goodison Park, aren't we, really? I suppose it does seem to be. It was at the worst possible time to play Everton this season.
Yeah, and they've got a good record. They beat them last season as well, so that at the Goodison. They've got a good record against Arsenal. I don't think it's a game that Arsenal sort of look forward to, that one. But Brentford, I think Tony would be a big part of how they get on defensively as well. And yeah, he's got a blank, and then he's got that whole, is he going to get a ban or not thing coming up? And I mean, look at their fixtures. Last five games of the season. Chelsea away, Liverpool away, Tottenham away, City home. They've got some awful fixtures coming up, Brentford.
Tough.
Long term
looking. That's what we're doing. We're forward planning in advance, Dan. Finally,
you got it now.
You've got to do it. Dan,
boring,
got
but you got it.
Because it is boring. And in other boring news, I've got to go to the dentist. So I'm going to have to go and brush my teeth, mate.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say listening to you is like pulling teeth. So, are you captaining before you go? It's an Arsenal City player. Is it Haaland?
Well, it's probably Haaland.
Or is it like Odegaard, Saka?
I know he keeps blanking. Well, he could. I mean, I've got Nketiah as my vice, but that seems a bit outlandish to me. But it'll be Haaland. It's the safest bet, isn't it? But I say, he's gone off the boil of late.
I think it might be a bit more mixed this week. Yeah, we'll see. Mm. All right. Well, enjoy the dentist. Don't forget to floss. I'm on the bench. On the fence. I'm tempted by an Arsenal player. Home to Brentford. Home to City.
I'm stuck with Martinelli. I want to get rid of Martinelli, but I'm stuck with him now. So I'm just going to hope that he comes good. But I think he's hemorrhaging
value.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, everyone's getting out of Martinelli because he's not delivered for a while.
And also, long term, get out of United as well. Shaw, Fernandez, even Rashford. Yeah, I think they'll all be gone for me in the next couple of weeks. Enjoy the dentist anyway, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Pryor. I'll send him your love. That was me with no teeth.
Game week.
Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.